Please welcome Miss Heather Paget Brown with dressage inspired by the Keswick Horse Show. Her dress is made of horse feed bags and horse show ribbons.
The 10th annual Wearable Art Runway Show at St. Anne's Belfield School featured fashions made of surprising materials, like shotgun shells, duct tape, corks, and labels from bottles of cider and wine. Carolyn DiGiacomo fashioned a southern ball gown from notebook paper and bubble wrap.
I modeled mine after the old-fashioned dresses that St. Anne's girls used to graduate in. Off-the-shoulder top and then kind of a full white skirt.
Inspired by the Four Seasons, Elise Lindberg made her dress from trail maps, covered with silk leaves and flowers from a local craft shop.
Oh my gosh, yes, I was there almost every day. I'm pretty sure they know me now.
Everett Chapman hung out at her favorite coffee shops, gathering used materials for her outfit.
These are drinks that people drank and then just gave me their cups afterwards.
And Andy Wood found his inspiration at a popular spot for soccer.
My theme was Dartentau Park, so my materials were soccer balls and live grass.
The event was both thrilling and educational. We spoke with Berkeley Herr, Elizabeth Carden, Sunmin Kim, Kelly Zhang, and teacher Alexis Parker.
You have to learn to work with a bunch of different people and a bunch of different personalities. You learn a lot about time management.
I guess I've grown my confidence just walking down the runway in front of a lot of people.
I really like that people love my dress. I'm really, really happy and really glad of that.
It was first time for me to use sewing machine, but I made it.
It's quite a feat to start something, see it through to the end, and then to also wear it. Anybody can put something on a mannequin, but wearing it is the hard part.
But not so hard as to discourage, according to Emmy Frazier, who fashioned her tribute to the Paramount Theater with popcorn boxes and strips of film.
I would love to have a career in fashion. I think that would be very fun.
And it appears she's not alone. When St. Anne's Belfield began presenting its wearable art show 10 years ago, there were just 6 students involved. This year, there were 34. I'm Sandy Hausman.